Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Mr. Friel. And
we have to be willing to recognize that weakness and to turn from it, to confess our sin, and he's faithful and just if we'll do that, to confess and turn from it. And he's faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all that unrighteousness. Let's come out of Sodom. What do you say? Let's come out of the spirit of the Gomorrah. What do you say? For now, even Jerusalem has become Sodom and Gomorrah, just as God said it would in Revelation 11, verse 8. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, it's going to be the views of Dr. Russell Blaylock, who is a retired neurosurgeon, who writes extensively on certainly the impact of vitamins and minerals and health products and various and sundry things on our health. And really, you have no idea how important these issues are, and really how the very real problems we have with many of the proprietary foods that contain all sorts of things that are hazardous to our health and destructive to our minds and bodies. Well, that is background, Russell. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Stan. I appreciate it.
Now, are we going to talk about what? Neurological problems tonight? What are we going to talk about?
Well, I thought we'd start out talking about GMO foods.
All right, fine.
Some of the latest findings. I've done a bit of research on it and wrote some papers on it and did a presentation about the GMO foods. And during the course of these studies and research, I've gotten to know Jeffrey Smith, who I think you've interviewed on this subject. Jeffrey wrote two of the best books on GMO foods. Seeds of Destruction was the first one, and I can't recall the title of the second one, but it's a very good book.
Oh, actually, we carry both of them. I don't remember the names of them either, but we carry them, and we have a four-CD set of my interviews with him. He does an excellent job on the subject. Go right ahead.
He does. He's very, very knowledgeable on it, and we've talked at meetings before about this. But what we have presently is in the beginning, the idea of genetically modifying food was either to alter the genes so that the plant would become resistant to insects, infections like fungi that can destroy crops, or it can make it freeze resistant. Sometimes they alter genes to make the plant produce more of a certain protein, more of certain vitamin, with the idea of making it healthier. All of this sounds theoretically very good, but when they started producing some of these experimentally in the experimental field, several problems cropped up. For instance, they made a genetically modified celery. And when the workers would pick the celery, it would burn their hands. And a couple of the workers chewed on a piece of the celery and had severe burns inside their mouth. And what they discovered was that the gene was accidentally making the plant produce such high levels of a toxin that's supposed to protect the plant that it was burning their hands and their mouth. So they quickly destroyed these crops, realizing that they had made a mistake. Well, there's more subtle things that they're discovering about these genetically modified plant. And basically what they discovered is when you insert a gene to accomplish something like making it resistant to pesticides and herbicides or making it more protein nutritious, it not only affects those genes, but it also turns on genes around that inserted gene. And this is what's causing a lot of the problem. We don't even know all the mechanisms by which it's causing problems. But one of the things is inserting the virus itself. Now they've discovered that these plants have viruses, virus genes in it, and this could produce deleterious effects in the people that eat them.
And because the problem is that we don't even know when we're eating genetically modified foods, but so much of our corn and soy and canola and cottonseed oil and now, of course, increasingly other staple products are being certainly genetically modified, and the American people are not to be permitted to know that they're being used, I think, experimentally, and I'm really concerned that there are going to be terrible hazards resulting. And we'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Blaylock is simply saying that they started using these genetically modified foods over there in Germany, and they found that the cattle that, of course, ate Roundup Ready corn or other products, they became infertile, and they were infertile as long as they were actually eating these Roundup, pardon me, these genetically modified foods. And so basically, in Europe, they've outlawed this. Here in America, of course, this information is being suppressed, although it's certainly known that animals who actually eat and consume these products developed problems with it. pancreas. They have tumors of the pancreas. They have rectal bleeding. They have problems with their adrenal gland, the pituitary gland. And basically, of course, if the Roundup Ready products, of course, when you eat these, why, of course, you absorb a tremendous amount of this Roundup product, because this is actually sprayed on the plants, and there's more Roundup in the plants that you're eating. And the problem is, here in America, because these people control the media, the average individual has no idea there's a problem with genetically modified foods. And here in California, where they tried a few years ago, I guess last year, to get legislation through, passed by some sort of an initiative process, so that the people would have the right to know, just to know whether they were eating it, everything was done to block it. In other words, the American people are being used, certainly as lab rats, to find out how devastating this is. Whereas in Europe, they do not allow this to be used on the public. And basically, people here, the average American, really finds it so difficult to believe that they could be altering our basic products, and basically to the detriment of Americans. And basically, many of these products are carcinogenic, and they influence fertility. And basically, we know that they do away with fertility in animals, and there's a great deal of evidence that they're carcinogenic and create infertility with humans. Would that be a fair estimate, Russell?
Yes, very good summary. That's exactly what they're finding. One of the experiments that they did recently, which is a very well-conducted research, what they wanted to do is feed mice the genetically modified corn, the BT corn, that's on the market now. As I said, 75% to 80% of corn is already genetically modified in the United States. And what they want to do is see what is this going to do to the animal throughout a lifetime if they're consuming it for the whole life of the animal. So they did a two-year study, which brought it up at least into the, what would be comparable in humans to middle age. And what they discovered was a couple of frightening things. Number one, they found out that both the males and the females died much earlier than the animals that ate the natural type of corn. When they looked at the females, they found out what they were dying from. They were dying from breast cancer, breast tumors, and that these tumors were very aggressive and gained huge proportions. They were just gigantic breast tumors. In fact, I've seen pictures of the animals, and the tumors, almost the size of the animal, grew very rapidly. So the animals that were developing this, it was about five times or six times higher death rate from these cancers than you would see normally, or incidence of these tumors. And both the males and females were dying at a rate twice what you would find in the naturally fed animal. So this doubling of mortality was quite frightening. They also found that the females sometimes developed other cancers like ovarian cancer, skin cancer. Then when they looked at the male animals and see why they were dying early, they discovered that the males were dying of liver failure and kidney failure. And it's quite a rapid, overwhelming failure of these organs just from eating the amount of corn that a human would normally eat. Now, what they found that was particularly frightening because, for instance, in the case of the tumors in the female, normally things that cause cancer are what we call dose-dependent. That means that if you consume a little bit of it, it may take a long time to produce a cancer and may not produce cancer. And if you consume a lot of it, then you're more likely to get cancer. What they found with the BT form of corn, it didn't matter what dose they consume. The low dose and the high dose both developed just as many tumors, and the tumors were just as aggressive and fatal. So it's not dose-dependent. Any amount can result in these tumors.
But now, Russell, I thought that basically if a product produced a cancer in an animal, it couldn't be given to human beings. I mean, we carry this thought. I mean, most people believe that everything is being done to protect us, that the government has all these scientists out there, and yet the scientists know about this. Why are they allowing this to be given to human beings?
Well, the problem with the genetic modification is that they don't have the rules that chemicals have. For instance, if you used a chemical and you demonstrated this, it would very quickly be pulled off the market. In fact, chemicals, you have to demonstrate that a dose 100 times higher than a human would consume would not cause any harm. Here, we're using doses of these genetically modified plants that are very low, in the low scale of what people would normally consume. But because it's genetic and not chemical, they don't come under the same scrutiny. And, of course, what Monsanto and the other makers of genetically modified food do is they use their tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars and influence to make sure that this information is kept quiet as possible, and to produce research by their own scientists that refute it. But the independent laboratories, and this is one of the best studies ever done, certainly one of the longest. One of the other tricks they used, which was shown in this study, was that the World Health Organization says that testing genetically modified foods, you only have to watch the animal for 3 months, 90 days. What they found is no animal developed a breast cancer or died of liver or kidney failure well after that 90-day period. So the first animals to die from the breast cancer was within about a year after eating this food. So if you did the test that the World Health Organization approved, you wouldn't have discovered any of this. It was only by doing this two-year study that they discovered that after that 90-day period, animals began to die in large numbers and develop these highly aggressive breast cancers and liver and kidney failures. So that shows that the testing method they approved, which I'm sure Monsanto had a big part in designing this limitation on the observation period. But this is such a terrifying discovery that this delayed effect of these genetic modifications can be so long. For instance, they fed these animals this BT corn soon after birth, and it took 2 years, or at least a year, for the first tumors to start showing up. Now, in a human, that would be equal to being middle age. So if you were an infant or a small toddler and you start eating corn products, you know, they have the toddler food that's mashed up corn. If you start eating that as a toddler, by the time you're 45, 50 years old, you might die of kidney failure or liver failure if you're a male, and a highly aggressive breast cancer when you're a female.
But you know, the thing is, Russell, that the incidence of cancer is increasing dramatically. I mean, 80 years ago, probably maybe two or three people per 100 died of cancer. Today, why? Because the incidence of death from cancer is extremely high.
Yeah, it is. And when you look back into the earlier period of the United States medical history, as you say, cancer certainly was not on the top of the list of things to worry about. Most of the things to worry about were infection. So we have seen this dramatic increase in all kinds of cancers, the various organs, and some pretty rare bizarre cancers have developed in the last 20 or 30, 40 years that just wasn't seen before. So now with these findings that we're seeing, these tumors that are incredibly aggressive and rapidly growing in the female, we haven't been eating this genetically modified food long enough to see this appear, because it was first approved back in 1993. And really didn't start on any scale until the year 2000, 2005 even. So now that so many women are consuming, for instance, soy food, soy products, soy milk, with 95% of that being genetically modified, what's going to happen to these women? One of the most commonly used types of formula for babies is soy formula. Almost all of it is genetically modified. So here you have little babies starting out their life with genetically modified soy, and then as they get older, they consume other foods that are genetically modified. So by the time they're even 30 or 40 years of age, they may be coming down with these tumors and kidney failure and liver failure.
And you know, it's the most amazing thing. Most Americans have no idea that these have been outlawed in Europe. I mean, the people in Europe, the governments in Europe will not allow them to poison the people. And yet here in America, because of the control of the media, most people don't even realize how hazardous these products are, or which ones we should be concerned about. Go right ahead.
That's exactly right. Because of the cover-up and the refusal of the media to cover most of this, unlike in Europe, and in Africa even, for instance, the Africans totally rejected it. They refused. The only countries that did accept it under duress was South Africa. But what the government did...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest, Dr. Russell Blaylock, we're talking about genetically modified food.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger, because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927.
That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Russell is saying that they're doing everything they can to force most of the countries in the world who have this genetic modified food, holding, withholding loans, making threats to various countries in Africa and certainly in Europe, where they've been able to stand out against this. But of course, you can contaminate the fields simply by blowing seeds into them. The tragic thing is certainly the people who are involved know exactly what they're doing, because Bill Gates and some of the other fabulously wealthy people and Monsanto have established what's known as the Doomsday Seed Bank. It's about 800 miles from the Arctic Circle, from the North Pole, and it's guarded by Swiss guards. And they have certainly vast seeds there, normal seeds. And I always like to say they're there so they can start in all over again after they've destroyed most of humanity. People really, if you've never studied Agenda 21, go up on the internet and study Agenda 21. You'll find there really is an organized effort to eliminate most of the population of the world. And if that sounds absurd, go down and look at the American Stonehenge in Elberton, Georgia. I said, go and certainly read what the people who advocate Agenda 21 say about too many people in the world. Going to have to eliminate 60, 80, 90% of them. These people are deadly serious. And I believe that the GMO program, which is being forced on the American people without our knowledge, is part and parcel of the program. Russell, go right ahead.
One of the things that's interesting is that Monsanto purchased Blackwater. So now they own the Blackwater organization.
I think you better tell our listeners what Blackwater is. A lot of them may not understand what that is.
Yeah, Blackwater is a private army that was used in Iraq. They're a mercenary group, what they are, but they're a private company of soldiers. And they carried out military operations in Iraq for the United States government. But they're a private organization. They hired themselves out. They're sort of a hired gun. They got into some international trouble because they were accused of killing civilians and doing some terrible things in Iraq. But Monsanto has purchased them. They've changed their name. I'm not sure what their new name is. I used to know, but they've changed it. But it's still the same military mercenary army.
And you wonder why somebody who's actually manufacturing genetically modified foods would need a military army, unless you understand that there is another agenda behind this. But go right ahead, Russell.
Yeah, and the whole concept of this doomsday thing and the fact that they're using such pressure. Now, you would think, other than profit, for the Monsanto company itself, why would they care if Africa grew GMO food? you could say, well, of course, the Monsanto company would want that. But why would the International Monetary Fund, which is supposed to be separate, its bills are paid by the American taxpayer, why would it be using its authority and force these people to accept this food? Why do they see that it's so important? Well, with the knowledge that it produces infertility, and one of the interesting things they found in one of the studies, and several others have confirmed it, is that when they fed the GMO food to a pregnant animal, for three generations, the animals were infertile for three generations. That means your grandchildren. If you could have the whole world consuming this type of food, and for three generations there's going to be a much lower level of fertility, it's going to cut the population dramatically. And if you read the population control literature, you know, what's being written in the tax-free foundations and the International Monetary Fund, the United Nations, they all talk about openly the need to drastically reduce population of the world.
If I could just put in a pitch, go up on the internet and type in population control agenda. Population control agenda, and you can put my name with it if you want to or not, but you'll come up with a treatise that basically will actually certainly say exactly what Dr. Blaylock is saying, give you the quotations from some of the most powerful and wealthy people in the world, talking about the necessity of eliminating up to 90% of the population of the world. And people say, that's crazy talk. Who in their right mind would want to do that? The answer is absolutely no one in their right mind. But certainly, population control agenda, type it in your search engine, population control agenda, pull it down, read it, copy it, distribute it. It's 10 years old. I could update it if I had the time, but you need to understand that what's going on today is part of a much larger plan. GMO foods are only a small part of that, but it's impacting certainly in the incidence. The fertility rate is dropping and dropping rapidly in America. The white population is reproducing 1.67 children per family. Nobody will tell you that.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Russell is basically talking about the problem with soy, and basically it's very toxic. There's manganese in it, certainly there's a fluoride in it, there's glutamate in it. But more than that, of course, there's a very high estrogen level. So actually, and certainly if you're giving boys high estrogen levels, you can influence their brain cells and how they respond and how they think of themselves sexually. Most people really are totally unaware of the estrogenic effect of soy. And if you're giving little boys, certainly a soy formula, Why would you do that? They said here with the high estrogen content. And I think most doctors really don't understand what they're doing. After all, everybody's using soy formula. It must be good. Wouldn't be on the market if it was going to damage our children, or would it? Go right ahead, Russell.
Well, that's the big problem we have, Stan, is most physicians don't know about the neural development of the sexual development of the hypothalamus, which determines your sexual behavior for the rest of your life. They don't understand it. They were never taught it. And so they're not even thinking about it. In fact, I saw one of the lay magazines in which one of the MD editors of the magazine was making a joke about it, how there's people out there against soy who say that it may make a male child act more feminine. And as if that was a big joke. Well, look in the research literature. You do that in a baby that's forming or an baby animal. You could very well change its behavior and make male babies that are born male behave the rest of their life with female characteristics. Right? So it's a lack of understanding among the physicians. They haven't been thinking about what this is doing. Now, when we talk about the toxicity of GMO foods, you have to realize it's added to all the other environmental toxins. So all of us are exposed to pesticides, herbicides, mercury, aluminum, fluoride. All of these toxins are present already in all of us. We can't escape it no matter where you live. Now you're adding a GMO toxin that's acting genetically that you can't escape. So it's adding and synergistically interacting with these environmental toxins, which means in the case of human beings, we may die much earlier, may die in 20 to 30. These tumors may start appearing much earlier, within 10, 20 years of exposure to these foods. These things are not being considered openly, even though they're considered in the laboratories are doing the research on it. Particularly the Russian scientists have looked at it, and they've just absolutely refused to have anything to do with GMO food because of what they've found.
And, you know, it's interesting. I go to medical meetings every week to maintain my medical license. I never hear any of these things discussed in medical meetings. Doctors are so busy, they don't have time to read the research literature. They go to their meetings, they read the medical journals. And if you're able to control the meetings, if you're able to control certainly what's in the medical literature that the doctors are going to read in the JAMA Bulletin and the New England Journal, you can largely determine what doctors believe, and unfortunately, much of what they believe is hazardous to our health. Would you agree or disagree with that concept?
Oh, I totally agree. You're exactly right. And, you know, the fact of keeping doctors so busy, I remember reading years ago I Led Three Lives and some of the early stories the FBI was writing about the Communist Party and how to operate. And one of the things that the people in the Communist Party says, what they do is they keep us so busy doing paperwork, going to meetings, that we never have time to think about what we're doing. Because if we did, we would be shocked and question it. Well, that's what they're doing also with physicians. They're so busy doing paperwork, trying to keep their head above water, keep their practices going, staying out of jail, staying out of being fined for violations or supposed violations of federal statutes, that they don't have time to look these things up. They're exhausted by the time they get home. And when they finally have a weekend off, the last thing they want to do is sit down and plow through hundreds of papers, research papers, try to do this. So that keeps most physicians, you know, as you know, and, you know, those of us who practice medicine, you tend to want things condensed for you. You read an abstract, not the whole paper. You read the conclusion. You don't look at the data in the paper. You want everything as condensed as it can be and as quickly readable as possible because you just don't have time. There's just not enough hours in the day. And trying to be a good father and husband. So it makes it very difficult, and they're making it even more difficult on physicians. As I tell people when they ask about Obamacare, I said, one thing, physicians are never going to have a vacation again. They'll never know their family. because there's so much paperwork demanded, and there's prison terms if you don't fill it out properly, that the physician is going to spend every waking moment filling out paperwork, worrying over forms, dealing with coding, that they're just going to be quitting in droves from absolute mental exhaustion. And, of course, that's by design. That's what they want them to do. So they can't think. They won't resist. They're just too busy trying to keep their head above water. So that's what they're doing with this. All of these issues, vaccines, fluoride, these things require a lot of study, a lot of reading of research papers, of analyzing it, thinking about it. And physicians, average physicians, just don't have time to do it. You know, for instance, with the vaccine issue, what I find most pediatricians do is they get a condensed brochure written by the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is heavily influenced by the vaccine makers. It's, in fact, many of these pamphlets are written by the vaccine manufacturers. And so that's what they read. That's where they get their information.
But of course, nobody ever points out to them that you can't sue the vaccine manufacturers. I got legislation passed so that they will certainly be exempt from any lawsuits, but the doctor is not. And basically, he recommends that. And so you'd hate to think of doctors being sued for something that really is not their fault because they don't know. But I don't know how else we're going to stop this plague that we're inflicting upon our children. I mean, basically, if you look at our children who take the vaccines and compare them with Amish and Mennonite children who don't, you don't see the asthma in the Amish and Mennonite children. You don't see the autoimmune and the other diseases that are so frequent in children today because, of course, they take the vaccines, immobilize their immune system, and does immeasurable harm.
Yeah, and you look at some of the foreign countries like Japan, they had one death from the HPV vaccine and they banned the vaccine immediately. We've had close to 200 deaths, tens of thousands of young girls ruined for life, and there's been no move to ban this vaccine. In fact, a friend of mine is one of the publishers of a paper, a writer for the paper, in which they did a study on three young girls, age 13 and 14, who ended up losing all ovarian function. They had complete loss of their ovaries soon after the HPV vaccine, which has been shown to be secondary to an autoimmune response to the vaccine. Now, if we got three cases that come up that dramatic, we're going to have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands later. Well, now you've got hundreds of thousands of girls sterile. Again, that's population control. But these girls are ending up with lifelong seizures. They're so weak they can't get out of bed. They're just devastated. It's sickening to see these cases, that case after case after case of these young girls completely ignored by the media. Now, these are girls 11, 12, 13 years of age. And to have a girl that's in perfect health, athletic, get this vaccine and die within a week of getting the vaccine or a few days, to have that young girl die is just absolutely devastating. And it's unconscionable that the federal government would not immediately ban this vaccine. But it's because of the enormous profit, the interrelationship between the FDA and the vaccine manufacturers, CDC, that these things don't happen. So the public, to protect itself, they're going to have to do their own studying. You're going to have to quit trusting everything that comes out of the medical profession because the doctors are being tricked. They're being fooled by this, as Dan and I say, because we know we both practice medicine, had busy practices. You can get so busy you just don't have time to keep up with all this information. It's overwhelming. I didn't know anything about these vaccines throughout most of my practice. I didn't find out about it until about 15 years ago. And then when I started doing the in-depth studies, I was absolutely shocked that all of this information was well known, that there's a clear and recognizable mechanism by which the vaccines are damaging brains and causing seizures and killing these young girls. Yet we have the medical profession and the media speak about it like it's, well, no evidence whatsoever, and there's no possible mechanism by which that could occur. Well, that's absolutely nonsense. I've described the mechanism in a book I've written and a number of articles I've written for peer-reviewed journals.
Well, did you get, Russell, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get the books that you've written? Go right ahead. Oh, you're speaking about health and nutrition secrets that can save your life or natural strategies for cancer patients?
Yeah, the best way to do it is go through my son's website. It's www.blaylockwellnesscenter.com. He puts I feed him information that I pick up, and he reviews stuff with me and puts a lot of new information on there. It's just free information. Plus, if you want to subscribe to the newsletter, you can do that. There are books or videotapes, DVDs, and audio tapes that I've done over the years on different subjects. For instance, one that's been very popular and Stan sells it is the nutrition and behavior. And that has really shocked a lot of people. But mothers, once they watch that tape, they say, that's just exactly what my child does. And when they change the child's diet and follow what's on that film, they feel like I have a brand new child, a pleasant, wonderful child. And before, I had this screaming, wild, uncontrollable child. And it's just simple things. It's just a simple change of diet, avoiding things that we know alter the chemistry of the brain and makes these children uncontrollable, behavioral problems and learning problems. And when we look at the criminal population, in fact, we find out in prisons when they change their diet, the incidence of violence and rule breaking in the prison fell precipitously. When they looked at schools and they gave them just a simple vitamin, their learning scores went up dramatically, and the delinquency fell tremendously. So these things are quite profound, but they're not being talked about in the medical profession, and the media has no knowledge of this whatsoever, but it's very, very profound effect.
I agree with you totally. Once again, the website, your son's website?
It's BlaylockWellnessCenter.com.
And I put in a plug. Russell writes a monthly newsletter put out by Newsmax. And, in fact, I was looking back. I was actually asked to write that initially, and that was not my field. I do talk radio, but I'm so glad that I didn't agree to get involved with that. I'm so glad Russell writes that newsletter because it's been, you've been writing it, what, 6 or 8 years now? Something like
it's
that.
It's almost a decade.
Excellent, and basically if you subscribe to it, why, they'll let you go back and pull down all of the old articles that he wrote as well, and you basically ought to just put them together in a binder and read them through again. He has a number of those, certainly on brain development, certainly, and the things that you can do, because there's so many things in our diet and the vaccines and the others that damage our brains, and how can you counter that? And that's all covered very, very well in these newsletters. So I'll put a plug in for the newsletter. You go right ahead, Russell.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But what I try to do with the newsletters is I scan a lot of research literature. I study the biochemistry and physiology of disease down to a molecular level to give people the latest information on virtually every disease. I write about diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, sudden cardiac death, allergies, food problems, food allergies, food intolerance. All of these things are subjects that I cover. Plus, I cover a lot about brain and a lot about cancer. I've written a number of newsletters on cancer because that's one of my areas of deep interest. And all of our perceptions about heart disease, atherosclerosis, and cancer have changed drastically over the last 10 or 15 years. Unfortunately, most doctors are still thinking and treating patients with information that's 30, 40 years old. They're not aware of the new thinking and the new discoveries in these research laboratories. And one of the things we're finding is that there seems to be a central mechanism for for a great number of the diseases that's affecting people, particularly killing people, and that's chronic inflammation and excitotoxicity, and they interact with each other. If you look at heart disease, one of the big surprises of heart disease is the effect that glutamate has and glutamate receptors. Your heart is filled with all these different glutamate receptors that controls the electrical activity of the heart. So if you go to a restaurant, for instance, and you have a bowl of soup that has real high MSG content in it, and your magnesium level just happens to be low, which is very common, you could die suddenly of a heart attack. And you go to the emergency room, they think you just died of a heart attack. Well, you didn't die of a heart attack. Your vessels may be perfectly normal. What happened is that it overloaded the electrical system and the vessels in the heart, and it can kill you very quickly, sudden cardiac death. We do this in animals. You can kill 100% of them just by that combination of high MSG intake and low magnesium. Well, most physicians have never heard of that. Most physicians are not aware that at least 75% of the American public is magnesium deficient, and that half of them are severely deficient. And that makes you much more prone to sudden cardiac death, and that makes you much more prone to having a stroke, a heart attack, or dying from a stroke or heart attack. People with higher magnesium levels are more likely to survive a heart attack or stroke. So these are things people need to know, and they're just not being told.
And Chris, I take magnesium almost on a daily basis, at least 3 or 4 times a week, basically to keep my magnesium level up. And most people really don't understand. There are a number of vitamins, like vitamin D3, which most people are deficient in. You should be taking curcumin, it's one of the flavonoids. All of these things are so vitally important. We are under a constant siege of poisons in our diet, certainly the aluminum we get through the inhalation, the mercury that's in our vaccines and certainly in our teeth. Well, we don't have time to get into all of these things, but this is why you should read Dr. Blaylock's book, and we'll talk more about that later. Well, Russell, we got...
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative healthcare. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca, and that's spelled with 3 S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and basically Dr. Russell Blaylock is one of my favorite guests. And basically we carry his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. My wife uses that almost like a Bible. Of course, we have our regular Bibles, but as far as health is concerned, why she uses his book. His other book, of course, it's called, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. So you need these two books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life and Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Now, we have a couple of four CD sets. Well, Dr. Blaylock, one is called Life-Saving Secrets. And then, of course, we have two DVDs. One is one that we made called Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development, we recommend it. And then Dr. Blaylock has another DVD called Nutrition and Behavior. Nutrition and Behavior. So there's two DVDs, one that we produced, one that he produced. We have our four CD set. Life-Saving Secrets, and then we have his books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and certainly the information on natural strategies for cancer patients. Now, basically, there's so much that we actually have, certainly, a four CD set on GMO food. We carry the two books that Jeffrey Smith has written on GMO food, and you really need to understand that they're poisoning us. This is not allowed in Europe. So why isn't it something being done here? Well, it's all about population control. And if you doubt that, why just, if you get any of our products, just ask for a free copy of my Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda, you can go to our website, pull it down. You can go up in the internet and simply type in Population Control Agenda, Dr. Stan or Radio Liberty. Pull it down and read it and understand what is really going on today. There really are people who want to kill off most of the people on Earth, and they've targeted you and your family. And people say that just couldn't be true. I mean, the CDC, the FDA, government agencies wouldn't do this. And I would ask you, why then are GMO foods outlawed in Europe, but you're not even allowed to know which of your foods are genetically engineered in America today? Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can get our Population Control Agenda monograph there and so many other things. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. You can read our old newsletters going back, close to 20 years. But they're there. We welcome you to get them, and we hope that you'll encourage other people to go to our website, radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. And then if you're in a position to help us financially, why, of course, I don't take a salary. My wife doesn't take a salary, and she works 10, 12 hours a day. But we've actually put together this ministry that reaches people all over the world and basically, of course, hopefully changing the lives of many people. I know an awful lot of people come to know the Lord listening to our programs. We don't preach a lot, although people understand we're Christians. And when they begin to understand the magnitude of what we're up against, then realization, the only thing that you and I can do really to protect ourselves and our families is certainly to have a personal relationship with our Lord. We're moving to some very, very difficult times in this coming year. I have no question at all in my mind that we're moving into difficult times. And remember, I've been at this for over 50 years now. So we do hope, of course, that you'll give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can certainly get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, our monthly newsletter, or just the newsletter, or, well, you don't have to take anything. You're in a position to help Radio Liberty. We'd love to hear from you. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, to pray for our provision and protection. We have people all over the world, all over America, praying for our help, and this is why we've been going all this time. So please pray for Radio Liberty, and we'll be back in just a moment with another fascinating program.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and of course, for the rest of this hour, there's going to be the views of Tom Elias. And Tom is an investigative journalist. You can read his articles, his syndicated columns on the newspapers all across America. But tonight, we're going to be talking about Dr. Brzezinski. And Dr. Brzezinski is a fascinating physician. He's down there in Houston, Texas, at the Brzezinski Cancer Center. And Dr. Brzezinski has a very effective treatment for cancer that is being effectively suppressed in America. And people say, why would the right mind suppress an effective cancer treatment? And the answer is really very simple. It's nobody in their right mind would. But of course, when you read the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, and listen to our programs, we have a 4-CD set on Dr. Brzezinski, on Dr. Brzezinski and his work, and interviews with Dr. Brzezinski and other people, and with Tom. You'll realize, of course, that this is a long-standing effort to, in my estimation, suppress effective cancer treatment. And there are lots of cancer treatments, but this is certainly one of the best ones. Tom, you pick up the story, because you've been at this battle for a long time with Dr. Brzezinski.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Stan, it seems like there's always something. It seems like there's always some new obstacle being thrown up in front of Dr. Brzezinski, and somehow he's managed to survive them all so far. But what we're talking about here is a treatment that is essentially a natural treatment that is not going to cause your hair to fall out, not going to leave you nauseous day and night while you're on the treatment. The anti-neoplastins that Dr. Brzezinski manufactures now do occur naturally in the blood and urine of every human being. They're in profusion in people that are healthy, but they're in very small amounts in people that have many different types of cancer. And Dr. Brzezinski theorized very early on in his career that if you could reinfuse these peptides, which are combinations of amino acids, if you could reinfuse these back into the blood of people with cancer, that you might very well get rid of the cancer. And that's exactly what's happened. Now, Dr. Brzezinski didn't know the exact mechanism by which this worked for perhaps 20 years after he started using it on human beings. But research in the late 1990s and the early 2000s at Johns Hopkins University has shown that this drug works by reactivating a particular anti-cancer gene. It's called the P53 tumor suppressor gene. And that's not as complicated as it sounds. It just describes the position on the gene, on the chromosome, excuse me, of this particular gene. And this is something that, is kind of a backup to the immune system, but it gets, suffocated, sometimes. And this can happen, either through genetic causes or environmentally. But I guess we'll take it up after the break.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this actually has saved, I mean, really thousands of people's lives. And, of course, what the government wanted to do was send Dr. Baczynski to prison for 220 years because some of his product was shipped across state boundaries without permission of the FDA. They didn't question that his product didn't work, that he was a good doctor, but his product was shipped across state boundaries, and basically, of course, they wanted to send him to prison for 220 years. Now, why would you do that with somebody who was curing people, saving their lives? Well, maybe you have another agenda. And maybe this whole thing, we're not getting the real truth about why they want to suppress Dr. Baczynski's treatment. We'll be back in just a moment with Tom Elias.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Tom Elias. And basically he's talking about Dr. Baczynski, over Sydney treating patients from all over the world. And additionally, of course, there was a law in Texas that said that a physician could, if he thought something would help somebody, he could give the patient any medication he wanted to, as long as he told them that it wasn't necessarily approved by organized medicine for that product. Now, they've done away with that law because the last thing they want is a cure for cancer. After all, cancer is a very effective effective means of limiting our population. At least it's my view, not necessarily Tom's. But we point out that 80 years ago, cancer very rarely killed anybody, two or three people for 100 died of cancer. How many people die of cancer today? Well, we know that one in three women get cancer. One in two men get cancer. And the incidence of death is very high. And it has dramatically increased, and it is continues increasing to this day, at least, of course, with about 65% of the tumors. And those are the tumors that respond to Dr. Brzezinski's treatment protocol, the antineoplastins. Tom, you go right ahead with the story.
Yeah. What happened was that the government caught wind of the fact that Dr. Brzezinski was having these successes because, you know, if people around the world are learning of it, then certainly the government's not going to be in the dark for long. And they began to clamp down. Three times in the late 1980s and the early 1990s, they took Dr. Brzezinski before a grand jury. And, you know, the old saying about grand juries and prosecutors is that you could basically indict anyone for eating a ham sandwich. You can have them indicted because the grand jury is such a one-sided proceeding. There's no defense evidence. There's no cross-examination of witnesses. It's basically whatever the prosecution wants goes. And still, two grand juries in Houston refused to indict Dr. Brzezinski. But a third one did, finally, in 1995. And 2 years later, they put him on trial down there in Texas, and it was quite an interesting proceeding leading up to that. And as I said to begin with, the obstacles placed before Dr. Brzezinski have been just phenomenal, and this was when they became absolutely the worst, because when they raided Dr. Brzezinski's clinic after he was indicted, and the raid was conducted by armed agents Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency and the Drug Enforcement Administration, because the Food and Drug Administration didn't have any armed agents, so they had to borrow agents.
Did they have to bring in armed agents? Why couldn't they come in just like, as policemen, rather? Why did they have to have weapons with them?
Well, I think you'd have to ask them that, Dr. Stan, but it was a pretty threatening occasion for the people sitting in Dr. Brzezinski's waiting room down there in Houston. The waiting room is filled with these very comfortable green leather couches, and the patients who have arrived for treatment they're on the verge of death mostly, because people don't come to Dr. Brzezinski, unfortunately, until they're very desperate, because their doctors tell them not to. And you basically have to, in most cases, go against your doctor's advice when you go down to Dr. Brzezinski. So most people don't do it until they become very desperate. And that means that all of Brzezinski's cures and all of the people that he's put into remission have come under these circumstances where the people are practically dead when they get there. And when they're done with the treatment, it can be a matter of weeks, months, or even years in some cases that people have to stay on this treatment. But if they do it, And if their cancer is of the type that it's effective with, and that's 65% of all cancers, well, they will eventually be put into remission. Their tumors will be gone. Brzezinski doesn't talk in terms of cures. He talks in terms of survival. His five-year survival rates are utterly spectacular. He has completed now phase two trials, which means trials of the effectiveness of the drug. Phase one trials under the FDA's procedures are testing the safety of the drug and you know, whether it's toxic. Phase two is for efficacy, and phase three is to prove the efficacy in multiple places. So that's to eliminate all the psychological factors about whether a drug works. There is, as we know, a very strong placebo effect for some drugs. But there's no such thing as a placebo effect for a brain tumor. And Dr. Brzezinski's drug is spectacularly successful against most of the most pernicious brain tumors, your astrocytomas, your brainstem gliomas, glioblastomas like Senator Ted Kennedy died of. And the most recent clinical trials Dr. Brzezinski completed were for brainstem gliomas, which are kind of like silly putty that wraps itself around the stem of the brain and cannot be surgically eliminated, and radiation isn't very effective against it either. Not for long. It can shrink a tumor somewhat, but it won't eliminate it. And then the other one that he fairly recently completed a clinical trial on is against optical stem gliomas. Optical pathway gliomas. And these are behind the eye. And if you try to use radiation against an optical pathway glioma, you will blind the person. So that's just not doable. And meanwhile, chemotherapy doesn't work against brain tumors at all because of something called the blood-brain barrier. That is to say, there is a kind of a filter within the carotid artery that carries blood to your brain that keeps toxins out. And chemotherapy drugs are highly toxic, and so they don't make it past the blood-brain barrier. And so the standard treatment, radiation and chemotherapy, just don't work against most brain tumors. There is about a 0.5% 5-year survival rate against the brain tumors that I named a moment ago. Well, Dr. Brzezinski achieved about a 40% 5-year survival rate with people who come to him with tumors in very advanced stages. So that means his drug is at least 80% more effective against brain tumors than the so-called standard treatments, which really amount to no treatment at all. So now we come to the present day in this story, and we can go back to how the drug works and some of the politics of this issue in a little bit. But where we are at the present day is that Dr. Brzezinski has completed these two last clinical trials against the brain, brainstem gliomas and the optical pathway gliomas, the two phase two trials, with very spectacular results that have all been reported to the Food and Drug Administration. And now, because he has spent 2 years, fully 2 years, trying to work out a protocol for a phase three trial with the FDA, and they keep raising new roadblocks. They keep, you know, telling him the T's aren't crossed right and the I's aren't dotted right. And they go back and forth and back and forth. But in the meantime, because his clinical trials are finished, he's not permitted to take on any new patients with his anti-neoplastic drug. Now, that's not a total disaster, but it has basically cut the practice, the patient load at the Brzezinski Clinic in Houston in half. That means that Dr. Brzezinski has had to lay off about half his staff, and he's had to stop manufacturing the anti-neoplastins and kind of mothball the factory, because there's no point making these things if he can't bring in patients to treat with them.
And the FDA will not let him treat it, even though they know that it's effective.
Absolutely, they know it's effective, and I can prove it. I prove it in my book with documents. For instance, this is not new, the FDA knowing that this stuff works. For instance, on October 31st of 1991, just after the National Cancer Institute sent a team of doctors to evaluate Dr. Brzezinski's treatment and look at up to 20 cases of his, look at the records, the scans and the x-rays and the medical records on about 20 cases of his. At that point, a man named Michael Friedman, MD, wrote a memo to one of his colleagues at the National Cancer Institute. Now, Mike Friedman was the associate director of the National Cancer Institute and director of the Cancer Therapy Evaluation Program. That means he was in charge of evaluating new cancer drugs. He wrote, "Anti-neoplastins deserve a closer look. It turns out that the agents are well-defined, pure chemical entities. The human brain tumor responses are real." So there in 1991, we have the top official in the United States in charge of evaluating cancer drugs saying that this drug definitely works. Well, what happened? Well, Michael Friedman moved. Within the next couple of years, he moved over from the National Cancer Institute to the Food and Drug Administration. And he became the associate director for operations, associate commissioner for operations. And in that job, he was in charge of the enforcement division. So guess who it was that supervised the prosecution of Dr. Brzezinski for the so-called crime of using an effective drug to cure cancer?
And Chris,
that was Michael Friedman.
And you have to understand that basically a large corporation wanted to use this drug, actually took out patents on the same identical process, wanted to actually get this, working with the FDA so that they could make a great deal of money on it. And eventually, of course, they were not allowed to do that. If they could get rid of Brzezinski, then they could go ahead and market this because they knew it worked. But basically, they were not able to get rid of Brzezinski. They weren't allowed to send him to prison for 220 years. This sounds like such an incredible story. If it were true, everybody would know about it, ladies and gentlemen. Because it is true, nobody knows about it. That's why Tom has written a book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, which you can get from Radio Liberty. We'll be back in just a moment.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger, because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years,
Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Tom is telling us what happened when this Elan Pharmaceutical, it was a company wanted to buy up, certainly, Dr. Brzezinski's product or wanted to be able to bring it on the market. The reason was because apparently the sister or a close relative of the people who ran Elan had been cured of an incurable lymphoma. And so basically they wanted to bring this on the market. They signed a contract with Dr. Brzezinski, and they had, I don't know, 30 or 40 or 60 or 90 day to actually evaluate certainly the product before the contract was completed. And at that point, they would have had complete rights to this. So basically, they had the scientists come in and certainly go through the laboratories, learn everything they could about the antineoplastins. And then what happened, Tom?
Well, what happened is they discovered that the prime ingredient in antineoplastins, that is to say the one chemical that is the largest percentage of all the various components of this antineoplastin formula is a chemical called phenylacetate. Now, phenylacetate is actually a common industrial chemical. It's the combination of the phenylacetate with the other ingredients, such as phenylbutyrate and some others, that make this thing effective. It, by itself, the phenylacetate has a little bit of efficacy, but not much. But what happened is once they discovered that phenylacetate was part of this drug and phenylacetate couldn't be patented, Elan pulled out of this agreement completely, and they began running multi-center trials against various types of brain cancers using pure phenylacetate. And these were supervised by a doctor from San Francisco, Dr. Michael Payton. Anyway, what happened then is that it turns out that the results of those clinical trials were 1/20th as effective as Dr. Brzezinski's treatment is. And that's just as Dr. Brzezinski predicted it. But parallel to this, Elan also began to finance research at the Uniform Services Medical School in Bethesda, Maryland, and later at the National Cancer Institute, under which the National Institutes of Health acquired 5 patents for antineoplastins that are identical to Dr. Brzezinski. They don't call them antineoplastins. They don't use the same name. But if you look at the chemical drawings, the molecular drawings that are in their patent application, you will see that these are identical to the molecular drawings that show the structure of Dr. Brzezinski's drug. And so these copycat patents became official at the very end in March of 1995. And literally 1 month later, Dr. Brzezinski's clinic was raided in the raid that I described a few moments ago. Now, I don't believe that's a coincidence. I think that what the purpose of the prosecution of Dr. Brzezinski was to get him out of the way so that he could not protect his patents, because he had the patents to this stuff. If the government gave the patent to Elan, and that's, of course, what they did, Elan Pharmaceuticals, which had financed the research, immediately bought the development rights to those patents from the National Institutes of Health. So once they gave those rights to Elan, they wanted Elan to move ahead. This would produce revenue that the National Institutes of Health could use, and so on and so forth. It's all about money. And So it was no coincidence that only about a month later they went after Brzezinski. Now, had they been able to put him in prison for the more than two centuries that Dr. Stan described a moment ago, then he could not have protected his patents. But since he was acquitted on all counts, he was able to protect his patents, and therefore Elan Pharmaceutical couldn't do anything with those patents because they'd have been sued blind. They wouldn't have made a nickel off of it.
And so basically, of course, then Elon actually eventually went bankrupt, didn't it?
That's correct. And that's why they went bankrupt. They put a lot of money into this, and they basically bet their future on this project, and they lost when Dr. Brzezinski was acquitted.
Well, of course, the people in government never forgave Dr. Brzezinski. They were always going to get him one way or another. Why? Because you're never to come up with an effective treatment for cancer. This has been around for well over 20 years, consistently blocked by the people in government responsible for protecting our health. We'll be back in just a moment with Tom Elias right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden, seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Survival rate of less than one-half of 1%. So it's more than 80 times.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Dr. Tom Elias. Tom, do you have a website or anything you'd like to put out before we go on?
Actually, there's no website for the book. Dr. Brzezinski has a website. It's called cancermed.com.
Okay, and we actually carry the book, and we have a four-tape set on this, interviews with Dr. Brzezinski and Tom. And so, basically,
but I do maintain an email address where I answer any question that anybody wants about either the book or Dr. Brzezinski. And bear in mind, I'm an independent journalist. I don't work for Dr. Brzezinski. He and I are friends, but that's because of the way we work together that we've become friends. But we came at it at this whole association in a purely professional way.
Okay, what is your email address?
That email address is burzbook, B-U-R-Z-B-O-O-K, at AOL.com. Okay. Any questions you have about this book, about how to get it, about what it's about Dr. Brzezinski's treatment and its effectiveness and what types of cancer it's effective against, we'll be happy to answer those.
All right, fine. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question you'd like to ask, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And once again, the email address
is burzbook, B-U-R-Z-B-O-O-K, at AOL.com.
Burzbook at AOL.com.
That's right.
Okay, fine. You go right ahead then.
Okay. So I was about to talk about how Dr. Brzezinski is not allowed to use the pure anti-neoplasm against the drug in question, against cancers anymore because the clinical trials are over. So he can't accept any more patients to clinical trials until we get a phase 3 clinical trial protocol approved. Now, of course, it's also true that when a cancer drug performs as well as this one does compared to the standard treatments, remember, 80 times more effective, when that happens, you can usually dispense with a multi-center trial. That's because the FDA's purpose is to bring drugs into use quickly as possible. Of course, that's the opposite of how they've worked in this case. Remember, they've known it works for at least 21 years, and they still haven't done anything about it. They haven't done anything toward approving it. But there is still a way that you can get treated with this drug in a way, and that is this. Several years ago, a small pharmaceutical company in New Jersey developed a drug for use against several forms, rare forms of childhood anemia. Now, Dr. Brzezinski discovered that once it was ingested, this drug is metabolized into something very like pure anti-neoplastins. So he now has a pharmacy in his clinic which dispenses this drug, and it's generically known as phenylbutyrate. And you remember I mentioned a little while ago that phenylbutyrate is one of the major components of the anti-neoplastin drugs. So it is possible to go to see Brzezinski and be treated with the phenylbutyrate capsule, but you have to take an enormous number of capsules, and you still don't get the same dosing that you do if you can take it in the pure fluid form of the anti-neoplastin. And because he can't use the anti-neoplastin, he doesn't deceive people and tell them that he's going to be able to cure them unless he feels he can. And so he's not treating as many patients. He's not taking as many patients because, without the pure form of anti-neoplastin, it simply doesn't work as well. And therefore, he won't deceive anyone, and he'll take only patients that he thinks the phenylbutyrate tablets or capsules can help. But it's not a situation that's totally hopeless for patients. You still can go to Brzezinski and get treated for many types of cancer. But unless you're really too far gone, unless you're too close to death, then he would have seen you earlier, and once this drug is approved, he will again. But for now, he's got to be a little more careful.
Okay, well, I certainly... Well,
it amounts to murder, you know, Dr. Stan.
Well, I know that.
Mass murder.
Well, but that's what's been going on for a long time. There are treatments for cancer which have been very effectively suppressed, In fact, we even have a 4-CD set on suppressed cancer treatments. But Dr. Baczynski is certainly one of the better ones out there. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience and you find this incredible or you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, of course, everything is being done to block effective cancer treatments today. And Dr. Baczynski's is a very effective cancer treatment. But of course, they'll always claim it's just the bureaucracy. I don't believe that for 1 minute. I believe there's an agenda there. And maybe it's, as Tom says, it's money. I personally believe there's some people who really are unconcerned about the human suffering associated with cancer, a terrible disease, and an effective cancer treatment is being effectively suppressed. So what's the next thing happening? What about the people there in Texas? Are they aware of what's going on? Is anybody there concerned?
Well, Dr. Brzezinski has had run-in after run-in with the Texas Medical Board, as you know, Dr. Stan. You know, when the FDA failed in its efforts to jail Dr. Brzezinski, why, the Texas Medical Board stepped right in and they tried to lift his license. They've tried 3 times to do that and failed each time. So, no, I don't think you're going to, even in a place that prides itself on being as libertarian as Texas does with a governor like Rick Perry, his people have been anything but independent and libertarian in this matter. They've persecuted Brzezinski as much as anybody. But I must say, at least he's still able to talk to the FDA. And that's primarily because the people who really went after him in the 1990s are all gone from the FDA. Dr. Friedman, for instance, who was the deputy commissioner, as I mentioned, at the time of Brzezinski's trial, he's now the president of the City of Hope National Medical Center in Duarte, California, which is, of course, a cancer hospital, as you know.
All right, fine. So basically now, at the present time then, of course, all Dr. Baczynski can do is use certainly an inadequate treatment. He can't use the treatment that give him the full source. Why doesn't he go to Mexico and utilize this treatment in Mexico?
Well, he's absolutely determined not to do that because Mexico has often been the path of quacks. People whose drugs could not be proven to work in any way reliably in any kind of controlled study, those are the people that have gone to Mexico and set up clinics. And many people have gone down there, but I don't know of anyone who's gone to Mexico for treatment for cancer and come back successfully with the cancer in remission. And Dr. Brzezinski did not want to be part of that group because we're not talking about something alternative here. We're talking about real medicine, and we can document how this medicine works. It is documented in Chapter 8 of my book, in fact. That's where I talk about methylation and hypermethylation and how methyl groups can code a gene and smother it and cause it to become inactive. And then along comes the antineoplastins, which dissolve those methyl groups and wash them away, and you urinate them out, and then the gene is free to act again. That's basically how the antineoplastins work. That's kind of a simplified version of it, I grant you, Dr. Stan. But that's basically what it's about.
Well, now, how expensive is the treatment? Do we have any idea?
Yes, the treatment is not cheap. If you take the treatment in its full liquid form, and you're infusing it 24 hours a day, it's going to cost you about $20,000 a month. Now, that is a lot less, by the way, than most of the standard chemotherapy treatments cost. And there are some insurance companies that will cover Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, but I'm not going to deceive you. There are also companies that will do anything they can to keep from covering it. Now, if you go and seek out the treatment with the phenylbutyrate capsules, it's not going to cost you that much because you're not infusing them 24 hours a day. You're taking the capsules several times daily, and you're taking a lot of them, but it's just not as expensive as the liquid. And the liquid comes in plastic bags. You have to load it into the pump. The pump itself costs about $5,000. Normally, an insurance company will pay for this pump. It's not. There are other cancer treatments that use an infusion pump, but the insurance companies will pay for it if the drug has been approved by the FDA. That's why the approval by the Food and Drug Administration is so critical. It opens everything to a drug.
And, of course, this is one reason why everything is being done to block it being accepted by the FDA. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How long do they continue infusing the anti-neoplastins into the individual? Is this a month, 2 months, 3 months? How long do they do that?
Well, it varies. I have seen people who went in with tumors that were quite large. They were, you know, stage 5 lymphomas or very large kidney cancers and that sort of thing. And these people underwent the treatment, and in some cases, in a matter of 2 months, the tumors were gone. In other cases, I know of one case of a young man that had an astrocytoma at the age of 6. He was diagnosed with an astrocytoma brain tumor the size of an apricot in the middle of his head. And that young man is now 28 years old and works as a fitness trainer. But he was on the anti-neoplastins for almost 20 years. And Dr. Brzezinski worked out a financial arrangement with his parents, of course. And his parents were among the people who went testified in Congress when Congress was trying to stop the FDA from persecuting Dr. Brzezinski back again in the early 1990s. There were congressional hearings on this.
And what was the outcome of those congressional hearings? Was there anything the FDA could, pardon me, the Congress could do about the FDA? Or is the FDA certainly above the reach of Congress? The
FDA was essentially beyond the reach of Congress. And there were congressmen who were more or less in cahoots with them in this. Henry Waxman, who, when the Democrats controlled Congress, most recently was chairman of the House Government Investigations Committee. That's now run by Daryl Issa of California. Now the Republicans are in control. But Waxman at the time was the chairman of the committee that is supposed to supervise the FDA. And when the hearings on Brzezinski were held, he listened to all the FDA officials. He listened to David Kessler. He listened to Michael Friedman testify. David Kessler, of course, was the commissioner of the FDA at that time. He left and he became dean of the medical school at Yale. And then he was fired and he became dean of the medical school at University of California in San Francisco. And then he was fired. And I'm not quite sure what he's doing now. But Waxman listened to them all. But when the patients got up to testify, when they were called, he walked out. And then when I asked him about this, he denied it. And I said to him, Congressman, we have you on video walking right out of there. And he said, I don't care. And he turned his back on me. It's absolutely incredible. People lie about this stuff. They lie about their role in it. They lie about whether it works or not. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. You know, Dr. Stan, I've covered a lot of politics, and I've been lied to a lot, as you might imagine, as a political reporter. But I've never been lied to the way that I have been by scientists when I'm working the Brzezinski story.
Well, you know, basically I ran into a Congressman Waxman when I was involved with the effort to try to stop the AIDS epidemic and save, we've lost almost half a million people from AIDS, totally unnecessarily, and I was on the front lines of the battle. There we were back in Washington, D.C. testifying and before Congressman Waxman, and I've often thought of those words by Mark Twain, that he never knew a man he didn't like, except I always had, but he'd never met Congressman Waxman. So go right ahead.
Yes, well, I'm going to have to go along with that. And here's the irony. Congressman Waxman is my congressman from the district where I live. So what am I going to do? I live here.
Well, I would do everything I could to replace him if anybody would run against him.
It's hopeless.
He's been there. He's been there for...
Dr. Stan, it's a district that's about 70% registered Democratic. Nothing's going to happen to Henry Waxman.
Well, I'll tell you what, unless you get somebody run against him in the primary and then bring out what it did. Really, I mean, he gives hypocrisy a bad name, but we won't deal with that.
But I can also tell you that as a realist and a political reporter, no Democrat will oppose him in a primary.
Okay.
It just ain't going to happen, not in this lifetime, but, Waxman's getting up there in years, so who knows? This story has had its political implications. It's got its financial ramifications. I am utterly convinced that if Elon Pharmaceutical hadn't paid to develop the copycat patent and hadn't paid to license those copycat patents, then Dr. Brzezinski would not have been prosecuted when he was prosecuted. And he wouldn't have had a lot of the difficulties that he's had since. But at the same time, the prosecution had its ironic benefit, because when he was prosecuted, prior to the indictment, he had tried for many years to get investigative new drug permits from the Food and Drug Administration, and they refused and they refused and they refused. And you can't do clinical trials without an investigative new drug permit. So all he could do is treat patients more or less on the QT. Well, once he was indicted, the government requested that Dr. Brzezinski's entire facility be closed down as a condition of bail. In other words, either put him in jail or close the place down. The judge said no. The judge said, we're going to give him a clinical trial, an investigative new drug permit, so that we can use these drugs in accordance with the regulations of the FDA. And that's all Brzezinski ever wanted.
Well, things work out very, very strange. I would hope that judge could be somehow contacted and maybe get in there to demand that they give him the ability. Now, is he going to be able to go ahead with the third stage trials or not? Is that going to be too expensive?
At this point, it's too expensive. He doesn't have the money for it.
But on the other hand, if the drug
doesn't get improved on the basis of the phase two trial, wait for a second here.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and basically we carry the book, The Baczynski Breakthrough. We have a 4-CD set of my interviews with Dr. Baczynski, and I said with Tom Elias, and with other people as well. And then, of course, we actually have a 4-CD set on why do we still have cancer. We have a whole flock of CDs and 4-tape sets going into the background of effective cancer treatments that are being effectively suppressed today. And basically, if you would like to get our 4-tape set on population control, this is what it's really all about. It's a genocidal program, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning our water. You get our 4-tape set on, our 4-CD set on fluoride, the hidden agenda. They're poisoning our food, and you get our DVD and 4-CD set on aspartame. They're certainly poisoning our vaccines, and we've got a 4-CD set on vaccines. We hope you get this information. If you'd like to know how they're poisoning the air, you need to get our 4-CD set on geoengineering and the DVD we have on geoengineering entitled Geoengineering. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, it's all about population control. And if you'd like to get a copy of my monograph on that and you get any of the other products, just ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda. The Population Control Agenda. Now, basically, I did want to mention that it was last week. I gave some time on our Friday program to this supposed interview that Edward Snowden, the whistleblower, had supposedly given on the 24th of July, where he told a group of reporters that there is a program that there will be a major solar flare. A major solar flare will strike the Earth in September of this year. Hundreds of millions of people will die. Here in the United States, there'll be threat of a famine, and basically millions of people will be rounded up and put into camps so they can be fed. And all of this, of course, is based upon the fact that Mr. Snowden knows that the NSA and the CIA have information from remote viewers that this is going to occur. And these remote viewers unanimously had come to the conclusion there's going to be a major solar flare in September of this year. The only trouble is this whole story is made up. There's no evidence that the interview ever took place. There are DVDs, very expensive DVDs that have been released. You'll find them on the internet. And I want you to go up on the internet and type in Edward Snowden solar flare. Edward Snowden solar flare. Look at a couple of the articles. You'll see the different names on them, but they're all the same. Watch the DVDs. Understand somebody's put up a great deal of money to put up fraudulent material, and the question is why? Well, it should be very obvious very soon that this is fraudulent. And so basically this, but the issue is not whether Mr. Snowden said this or not. And I believe he did not say it. I believe this whole thing is a scam. But is there a threat? And I believe the threat is very real. And of course, if you'd like more information on that, you need to get our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, or the DVD, the threat of an EMP attack. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we hope that you get this material. Understand, somebody put out a great deal of money to run this scam. I believe it probably is a government scam. I can't prove that. But I believe, of course, this whole thing is to divert you, and of course, along with this phony terrorist threat. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that people were saying, look, there is no threat from terrorism. This is all contrived by the government to justify increasing control of our lives. And immediately they shut down 22 embassies and consulates, telling us there's this terrible threat. and we're all going to be destroyed by these terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, the attack on the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition. Building number 7 was a controlled demolition. Look at it on the internet. Look at it on the internet. You'll see it's a controlled demolition. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
We have this chance to talk, to sort of decompress after the weekend of, well, if you're watching